This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With our wolf population growing every year, more people are bound to have encounters in the years ahead. But after the story of a student researcher in Okanagan County who found herself 30 feet up a tree to avoid a pack, what signs can we look for when out in the wild? Washington Fish and Wildlife wolf specialist Ben Maletsky says it's important to understand the wolf's behavior.
And if a wolf barks at you, you know, there may be something there. In this instance in the Okanagan, it happened to be that this researcher walked past a rendezvous site, which is where the pups of the year had moved from the den site where they were born and where they were nursed to an area where the pack will leave them while they go on a hunting foray or on a just patrolling their territory.
Maletsky says it's just easier to give them their space.
If you come across a wolf or a bear or a cougar or any wildlife, you know, give them some space and kind of let them go their way.
But he says don't turn and run.
Keep eye contact, you stand tall, and you kind of, you know, get out of the situation, back out of the situation, and leave them to their space. And, you know, I think it's important to really understand that behavior and that communication from those animals telling you, you know, you're too close to something that they don't want you there.
Maletsky says wolf sightings will likely increase, but says attacks should be rare.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.